People stroll through a crowded marketplace outside Studio K on a cold and overcast Sunday in Amsterdam. Young and old cheerfully sample an assortment of cheese, bread, organic wine and champagne oysters while they chat to local producers about their products. The food market envelops Studio K's cafe, where people sit sipping freshly brewed coffee and squeezed orange juice, taking in the food-centric atmosphere. This is Amsterdam's second annual food film festival. Although it may sound rather decadent, it actually has a serious message. Food Film Festival founder Samuel Levi explains.
People are eating more and more meat. The food is travelling all over the world. So we try to say, all right, let's eat as much as possible seasonal, organic, or at least sustainable and fair, which means that the people who produce the food get the right price. Within all of this, we are trying not to be dogmatic. So we are trying to get people to think for themselves. It's about kind of getting people realizing where their food is from.
27-year-old Samuel has an enormous passion for food. But as a chef and political scientist, he discovered the food industry to be at odds with his own values.
At a certain point, I was found myself working in a restaurant serving rich people good food. And at university, I was thinking about how to change the world and kind of to look for where you could like find justice and how you could make a transition to a more sustainable world as well. But in the restaurant, I was serving tuna and duck liver and didn't have a lot to do with kind of my ideals.
It was out of this conflict between Samuel's personal love for food and his frustration with the food industry that the youth food movement in Holland emerged. Samuel pulled his friends together and launched the movement in 2008.
So we had like the activists who were maybe doing stuff for animal rights. We had like really environmentalists who were talking about kind of how the pressure of the food system. Well, I was a chef and a political scientist. We had journalists and we kind of were thinking about how we could move forward to a more sustainable food system.
The group set up their own academy to train themselves about the food industry. Samuel says the academy has been a huge success.
We still do it. We're in the third year now. We train 25 high potentials, so they're people who are in food business, who we think actually want to change the system. And we train chefs to think about what the life of a farmer is like. And we train people, policymakers often don't know anything about food. So we train them to actually learn that the thing they're making policy for has a great impact on the life of the producer and on what ultimately comes onto our plate.
It hasn't been difficult to attract members either.
We are, I think we're the first generation in a long, long time which hasn't had any hunger at all. We're really distant from food production because I think most people in Europe are living in cities. So we don't see food production anymore. I think that we're coming to a point where people are asking, where's my food from?
In 2009, the youth food movement was officially established as a subsidiary association of the International Slow Food Movement. The Dutch organisation continues to be run completely with the work of young volunteers who are concerned about the ethics of food production and consumption and the food industry's impact on the environment. Among other things, they host eat-ins, provide talks at schools, and put on an annual food film festival. Inside Studio K's cinema, numerous food-related films are being screened, ranging from animated feature Ratatouille to more serious documentaries about global food production, food consumption, and the exploitation of farmers.
I think it's really, really important that we, as Europe, and Europe, kind of the Western world, realise that consumption has a great impact on kind of all of the world, and that's just totally unfair.
The festival is as much a social event as a political one. The Dutch youth food movement connects other youth food movements across the globe. Sean from the UK says it's a great networking opportunity.
It seemed like a really good chance to come and meet a lot of people with a lot of like-minded ideas. Everyone's so open here that we kind of believe very much in collaboration. So it was almost too good an opportunity to miss.
Samuel says many young children in the Netherlands today don't actually know where their food comes from.
So I always thought it was a joke that children didn't know that milk was from a cow. But I found children in our, we got children in to help us with the mise en place, which is the preparation. And they would not know the difference between a beetroot and a pear and an apple. For me, that was really funny because I grew up in the kitchen. But if you think, a lot of the food actually is from packets. So it's not that funny that children don't know where food is from anymore.
But Samuel says that more and more young people are getting interested in finding out more about food. And through his work, maybe a few will start thinking harder when they do their shopping. This is Charlotte Lomas for DW in Amsterdam.